A popular program that's been a lifeline for Boise's local refugee population is scrambling to find new funding for a program that helps boost some of the city's most vulnerable residents. Global Gardens started 15 years ago as a way for new immigrants to grow and sell food in Boise. But this year, the organization didn't get some grants that supported its growth. Sasha Woodruff has more on how organizers are racing to fill the funding gap.
Mohammed Ali Aboud gets his kids in the car before school to make a delivery at a local restaurant.
High Note Cafe may be closed by the time you arrive.
Aboud is an Iraqi. He first came to Boise in 2013 and was an interpreter for the U.S. Army. He works full-time in food service for the Boise School District. Now he's trying his hand at farming.
Mainly we grow oysters, mushrooms, but we've tried like some other species like lion's mane, shiitake.
Aboud started growing vegetables and mushrooms this season with the help of Global Gardens, a program run by the Idaho Office of Refugees.
We need someone to like market our mushrooms, someone to like help us with like buildings.
Global Gardens started in 2004 as a way for refugees to grow food from their home countries and share it with family and friends. But it got popular and went from hobby gardens to full-on restaurant suppliers and farmers market staples. There are now about 200 participants with 12 urban farms around Boise. Tara Wolfson is the director of the Idaho Office for Refugees, a nonprofit that supports refugee resettlement. She says many participants have agricultural knowledge when they arrive in the U.S., but the program teaches them things like marketing, how to fill out tax forms, and growing in a new climate.
Imagine you arrived in China and you were going to become a rice farmer. You might have been a really good gardener in Boise, Idaho. China, you might have to learn some new things about the climate, how you plant rice, how you irrigate.
But all this could be going away. Three of four federal grants were not renewed, but Wolfson is trying to stay optimistic.
Global Gardens is looking at this as danger equals opportunity or action. So we are diversifying our funding.
Wolfson says they have reduced staff hours and cut a staff member since the end of September. They've launched a community fundraising campaign and hope to raise $50,000 by January. They need the money to train new gardeners such as Aboud. Existing gardeners who are turning a profit already by selling what they grow are probably not in danger.
Good morning.
Aboud is dropping off his mushrooms at the High Note Cafe, a vegan restaurant in Boise.
This is 4 pounds.
This isn't his full-time job, but the extra money helps supplement his income. And next year, he hopes to expand.
I could do like farmer market in the same time. I can do a lot of experiment on my mushrooms.
And Wolfson says besides the extra money, the program has another underlying benefit. She says it puts a human face on refugees. They are interacting with the community, and that's especially important in this current national anti-refugee climate.
It connects people. You get to know him. You hear about the birth of his children. You hear about the success of his business that you really are like, oh, this is who the media is telling me to be scared of. Like, this guy is just like me.
About 100 people have donated to the program, and Wolfson hopes continued support will keep the program flourishing for future gardeners. Sasha Woodruff, Boise State Public Radio News.